Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Paris Campbell, first touchdown, plus 10,000.
Shut up, shut up.
And that takes our parlay to plus 63,000.
Shut up.
Will Shipley, first touchdown. All right, sorry. So
Ronnie Rivers.
Yo, bro, they're all on here. Holy hell, people got to be out of their minds.
Stafford rushing touchdown, plus 3,000. Throw it in.
No, here's one I actually thought could be interesting, would be A.J. Brown. Plus 145. They're going to want to get him involved. They're going to want to get their passing game going. LA sells out on the run. Does Philly get one to their big receiver?
These are two of the 10 best red zone defenses. So right away, anytime touchdowns are going to be a little sweatier.
Yeah.
But I like the A.J. Brown play. The running backs are really obvious, right? Like we could throw Saquon in at minus 170.
We can't like nice pod guys. Gibbs minus 220, Saquon minus 170. Like you got to find some value somewhere. So we're having a little.
So it actually pays. Yeah, I know.
I think the AJ Brown thing is super interesting, and the other one would be if the Rams get into the red zone and can get inside the five, Kyren Williams at even money is something to consider.
He's been featured this last 2 months of the season, workload, touches. He caught a touchdown in the last playoff game. Kyren Williams would be the one. I know you could go Puka or Cup, but of the Rams,
I was barely involved last week.
I know he had the one catch. It was a great catch, but it was the one catch. Yeah, I would tell you my favorite Ram is Kyren Williams. But if we both think the Eagles win by some margin, we probably want to go anytime. Yeah, and we probably want to go with AJ.
Would you go AJ Brown and a Saquon or Hurts?
So a tush push?
I'm asking. This is your purview. You're the grand. You are the wizard of this deal. You're Dr. Strange. I'm coming to you.
Hurts outscored Barkley in terms of rushing touchdowns, 14-13. You know, that's all we're talking about here. Get in the end zone, fall forward, get a yard if you have to have it. And you're getting better value for Hurts than Barkley.
You don't have to. I'm just asking you the question.
What about Devontae Smith? Do you think it's just going to be, it's priced as though AJ Brown is going to be the preferred option here?
Well, I'll tell you, if both Brown and Smith got a TD, you're at plus.
No, we wouldn't bundle. I'm saying pick one. 220 for Smith, 145 for AJ. You're probably right, AJ. It's priced for AJ. Let's do AJ
Brown. And look, I'm not saying the team's going to artificially go nuts, but I think there's a little bit of, hey, we got to get this going if we're going to Detroit next week. We have got to get A.J. Brown off at a book club and into the game. I thought the plus 140 was telling. Let's move it on. I like this. And by like this, I hate this.